Hey y'all, I'm Dan, and I host a podcast called Kinfolk, Stories of Community and Connection. I talk with folks from all over Appalachia, artists, small business owners, local legends, you name it. We share real stories about what brings us together, what keeps us going, and all the magic tucked away in these hills. If you're into small town charm, big hearts, and good conversation, come hang out with me on Kinfolk. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Mountain State Mysteries contains mature themes and discussions that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. All individuals mentioned in this episode are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
Hey y'all, I'm your host Mark Covey, and this is Mountain State Mysteries. One Monday morning, 16 years ago, a restaurant employee arrived for work with no reason to expect anything other but another day of serving pizza, pasta, and calzones. But a horrifying discovery brought squads of deputies, state troopers, instead of customers. Soon, a helicopter was flying over the business while investigators searched for evidence. This is the case of Harvey and Valerie Looney, better known as the Pizza Plus murders. Nothing was served at the Pizza Plus in Claypool Hill, Virginia on March 30th, 2009. The body of 52-year-old Harvey Looney was found dead outside of his business, and his wife, 48-year-old Valerie, was in the restaurant's office. On that day, a dark cloud descended over the communities of Tazewell County, Virginia, as investigators worked to find the person or persons that took the couple's lives. People wondered whether the murders were the result of a random crime. Some thought the couple had been robbed and murdered by someone passing through Southwest Virginia, while others theorized that a local person or persons was responsible. A money bag containing an unknown sum of money in checks and cash was missing. Investigators kept details scarce as they worked on the case. On April 6, 2009, a week after the murders, Morrison opened the doors of the Claypool Hill Pizza Plus for a community healing service. The service was held in advance of the restaurant being closed following the murders. A crowd of about 175 people attended the service at the restaurant. 4 years later, on February 15, 2013, the family and friends of Harvey and Valerie Looney, as well as the community, received a shocking answer to the question of who committed the double murder. On that day, deputies with the Tazewell County Sheriff's Office arrested the couple's own son, Christopher Dean Looney. He was arraigned in Tazewell County Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court and charged with two counts of capital murder. Former Sheriff H.S. Caudill, who was in office when the couple was murdered, did not release any additional details on the day their bodies were discovered. Sheriff Brian Height said at a press conference following the arrest that the Sheriff's Office stayed on the investigation continuously and worked with several other law enforcement agencies to find the suspect. He told the media and onlookers that during the past several months, his department revisited the evidence in the case. "We took some of the evidence back to the FBI lab for them to take another look at it, and that was helpful to the investigation." Tazewell deputies brought Christopher, who's 32, and living in Belfast, Virginia, in for questioning on February 13th, 2009. Height said investigators started interviewing him around noon. It ended around 5 p.m. and he was arrested the same day. Commonwealth attorney Dennis Lee, who was in office in 2013, also spoke at the press conference. Quote, "This crime has been a dark cloud over this community for almost 4 years," end quote. He added that the department has devoted thousands of hours to the investigation and added that the evidence was solid. He said, "We feel confident in this case. Since the charges were both for capital murder, the Virginia's death penalty was a possibility."
Hey y'all, I'm Elisa.
And I'm Samantha.
And welcome to Watch for Deer Podcast. We're a couple of best friends from Southern West Virginia, and around here, Watch for Deer is our way of saying we love you and be safe.
This is a conversational podcast that covers many topics from A to Z, including, but not limited to, true crime and the paranormal. Our goal is to bring you an episode a week, so come listen as we tell stories that will make you laugh and maybe even blow your mind. Y'all be safe,
and watch for deer.
In November 2013, the Tazewell County Grand Jury indicted Christopher on the charges, including multiple victims, 2 counts of capital murder, and robbery. But the case would never go to trial. He chose not to risk the possibility of a jury finding him guilty of his parents' murder and sending him to death row. On July 23, 2014, he was brought back before Circuit Court Judge Jack S. Hurley Jr. for a plea hearing after being reminded of his rights, including the right to a trial by jury and the right to appeal a conviction. He pleaded no contest to a pair of capital murder robbery charges. A charge of capital murder, multiple victims, was dismissed of the plea agreement. The victim's family asked the court to not consider the death penalty. After accepting the plea agreement, Hurley sentenced him to 2 life terms imprisonment without the possibility of parole. In a statement read in court, the relatives of Harvey and Valerie Looney described the heartache they continued to experience from the loss. Their first thought after the murders was to see if the victim's only son and only child was all right. The family felt disbelief when his name kept coming up in the investigation, and experienced yet another loss when he confessed to the crimes. The family said in a joint statement, quote, "Chris, we love you and forever will love you, but we cannot forgive you for what you have done," end quote. Captain of Detectives Neil Turley of the Tazewell County Sheriff's Office testified about what was found at the crime scene. He described what was found and how it appeared that a fire extinguisher had been used as a weapon and that a mop had been used to clean up after the murders. Investigators noted that a money bag was missing. Harvey's throat had been cut and Valerie's throat was cut, and she had blunt force trauma to her head. Over the course of the investigation, more than 200 interviews were conducted, along with 20 polygraph tests, and 125 pieces of physical evidence were examined by the Virginia State Police Crime Lab and the FBI Crime Labs. Turley stated Christopher developed as a suspect because he had no alibi, unlike the other members of his family. He never called investigators to ask them how the search for his parents' killer or killers were going. A recording of the statement Christopher gave to investigators was played for the court. The family was aware that it would be presented. He told detectives that he arrived at Pizza Plus between 10:30 and 11 p.m. the night of the murders. He drove there in his car, a white Mazda, and parked behind the restaurant. His parents were doing paperwork when an argument started about money. He said he then attacked his parents, cutting his mother's throat as she fought, and using his arms to choke his father. When the fight continued outside, he said he then went back inside and hit his mother's head with a fire extinguisher. He was asked if he knew how many times, and he said no. He showed no emotion while listening to his confession in court. When he was asked where he cut his mom, he said, on her neck. He was asked to describe the knife he used. He said it was just a regular knife, a small knife. He then went outside and cut his father's neck. He admitted he took the deposit bag with him and later threw it away along with the checks in it and gloves he wore during the crime. He was asked if he was covered in blood and he said, "Not that I know of." A press conference was held in the neighboring courtroom after the hearing was adjourned. Dennis Lee said, quote, "First, I want to say that today is not a day of celebration. It is a very sad day. The family of Harvey and Valerie Looney are devastated, as one can imagine. I would like to say first and foremost that we sincerely appreciate their strength throughout this four-year ordeal. Their courage, and I have the utmost sympathy and respect for their loss and how they dealt with an unimaginable situation. I would like to say that this investigation was a result of literally thousands of man hours being spent. It was truly a collaborative effort, and there were numerous officers, numerous agencies, as well as private citizens who were involved and contributed to these convictions," end quote.
Hi, I'm Shane.
I'm Hannah.
And we're Country Roads Creeps. We're a podcast that covers all manner of creepy, spooky stories, from cryptids and conspiracies to unexplained deaths and disappearances to mysterious and paranormal happenings in the world.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and pretty much anywhere you listen to podcasts. Check out our Facebook page and our Instagram account at Country Roads Creeps for photo dumps and more information we'll post with every episode.
If you enjoy the show, please feel free to share us with your friends and leave us a 5-star review. And if there's any topics that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, feel free to message us on our social media accounts. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Well, be safe driving home and watch out for the not deer.
Bye.
Bye.
Throughout the investigation, Christopher was a primary suspect. Circumstantial evidence and the statements he made kept him a focus of the investigation. As many leads were followed up and other suspects interviewed, and officers traveled to other states. While the conviction does not order complete closure for the family, it did bring some closure to the community. Lee said, quote, "We want to thank the community for their consistent information, tips, and leads, which I assure you were all followed up on in great detail," end quote. Sheriff Height reminded the public of all the agencies that aided their long investigation, one which he said never went cold. He said, quote, "I assigned Detective Mike Hall, who is also a college instructor on forensic science, to work this case and began looking at new leads and different avenues of the investigation. Hall worked under the direction of Captain Neil Turley and with the assistance of Special Agent John Santola of the Virginia State Police. Together, we're able to bring us up to the point of charging the Looney son Chris with their murders," end quote. Resources and officers from the Virginia State Police, Virginia Department of Forensic Science, and the FBI Behavioral Science Unit aided the investigation. As of today, Christopher Dean Looney is currently serving his 2 life sentences at the Sussex 1 State Prison in Waverly, Virginia, without the possibility of parole. He will remain in prison for the remainder of his life. We'll be back next week with a brand new case. If you find yourself enjoying Mountain State Mysteries, take a second to follow, download, and rate the show on your favorite podcast platform. It helps others find good West Virginia true crime podcasts. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, all at Mountain State Mysteries. Do you have a case you want us to cover? Send us an email at mountainstatemysteries304@gmail.com. For the show notes, check out our website, mountainstatemysteriespodcast.com.